beginning of the summer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in Colorado.
It's okay.
And on that note, hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the UNT3 podcast, where we're going to bring you all music all the time. I'm your host, Ryan Gerfers. Man, we've got this guy up here. Let me think. Y'all are messed up this week. Let me change y'all, because this guy's usually Fisher.
That is,
you're pointing
now.
To me. Yeah, you're pointing to me now.
There. Well, not on my end.
Well, yeah, just switch your
there.
Screen.
Now I'm pointing to Fisher on my end.
Yeah, there you go.
There he is. This guy right here. Hey, we're going to do this in one take tonight, just like this guy. And then this guy over here, he's, hey, let me tell you something. He's Fort Worth's hero. That's where he's at. He's going to go to the stockyards, buy him some of those freaking pink ass boots. That's what he's going to do it. You know, he's going to get him a
Why pink
Pete? Little cow. He's going to get a pink cowgirl hat.
Color.
And he's going to use,
just be regular.
He's going to use that bathroom and that hotel room right there to sit down to go pee. So it's going to be awesome.
And his feet will go like this.
No, actually, there's only one toilet where my feet dangled. All the other ones I can sit flat footed. So I'm good.
Nice. Well, if this is your first time here, this is what we do. We give each other crap before we talk about music. If you've been watching or listening, last episode, we put together one hell of a super group. If you haven't, go check that episode out. It is awesome. We picked our houses. That was fun. But today, since we're on a time crunch, because there's something important going on in Fort Worth, Texas. I don't know what it is. They got to get those steers out, you know, in the Fort Worth stockyards and get them back in because it's 115 degrees outside. But hey,
that ain't no joke.
I'm telling you right now. We're going to jump right in. I got a quick little list. We're going to cover our featured artist, and then I got a quick first listen. Everything today is quick. We're doing it the way this guy wants it. In and out really fast. So
hey, I take my time, man.
Here we go. Taking time. He does take his time to send out those invites to the Zoom call. I'm saying.
When 5 minutes turns into 15.
We got stuck downstairs, okay? We had to fill out a tax-exempt form and all this.
Totally different podcast. Getting stuck downstairs. We won't go into that. But what we will go into.
Priorities.
What we are going to go into. We've done this before. We're going to come back to it. So five songs that are turning 40 in 2022.
Nice. Okay.
40.
So 40. Man. We did some things, you know, 30, 35, whatever. Let's hit 40, okay? And I'm just going to...
1982.
I'm just going to jump right into it. Here
Let's
we go.
Let's do it.
That is like the longest sexy fade we've ever had.
Man, I'm sorry. There's just these songs, I'm telling you, these songs, and then the featured artist, we'll get to that in a second. It's hard to like where to cut the song off because it's just so good. And so let me get this one
pulled
up here.
While you're pulling up the next one, I know that I floated a topic a couple of shows ago. I floated the topic of perfect 80s songs. That would probably make my list. That song.
Did we
right
even
there.
Say who that is?
That is. Go ahead.
Go for it. That's Toto.
Okay. Yeah, Toto. The song Africa. We've talked about that song before, but dude, it is. It's a great song. This one coming up at you right now. This is a great song. I don't know how much of this I can play, but I'm gonna play enough.
Enough. Right on.
Just the tip.
So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. I was dreaming when I wrote this, so sue me if I don't.
Oh man.
Yes. Dude, it's taking you back. Like,
yeah.
Man.
So my wife graduated in 1999, graduated from high school in 99. Guess what her senior class song was.
It has to be that song.
Yep.
I would imagine most high schools that year, that was the class song.
Probably. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's a great.
Which, that was Prince, 1999. Prince,
1999, yeah. Just in case those people who didn't know that. That's, geez. I mean, not my favorite Prince song, but definitely, I remember that's the first thing I heard was 1999, and I just thought that was just amazing.
You know, 40-year-old song, and you play that at a party or...
Is he talking?
At a...
Oh.
Yeah, I'm talking. Did you lose me?
Hear.
You can't hear who? This guy.
This guy. Well, while he figures out his earphone problem, I was saying, you play this at a party or at a bar or a restaurant or a club today, and people still get on the dance floor and still move.
Yeah. That's the truth. Are you back in on the audio there, Joel?
Joel.
Ugh. Send a signal if you can hear us. If you can't hear us, keep look longingly into the camera like you're confused. If.
Man.
Ooh, that was loud.
If you can hear us now, continue to look confused. This guy. Okay, well, can you hear us? How does this guy not get sound on his computer?
He's not at home.
Now we have no audio of him. Oh, but he can hear us now.
I can hear y'all now.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay. Well, here we go. Prince, 1999. Joel looked confused. It was awesome. That's nothing new. Here we go. I like this song. Yes.
All right. Two memories of that song. One, Rock Band, playing Rock Band at Gerfer's house, all of us together. And two, working out at Chuck's house in the garage.
Yeah.
And Ryan flexed in front of the mirror.
Yeah. He did the slow flex, though. He was like, but he was doing it seriously, and it was very uncomfortable.
The best part about, and it's not even the song, it's about Rocky. Is fictional character, a fictional boxer is in the real life boxing Hall of Fame.
That's yeah. Awesome.
That is awesome. So great. Just like this next song.
Ooh, nice
segue. Wait, did you even say who that was?
That was Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger, yeah.
That's good. That's right.
Daryl Hall and John Oates, man. Hall
man.
And Oates. When I was a kid, I got my first stereo that I wanted. And one of the albums I asked for was that album. And unfortunately, I did not get it. I got John Cougar Mellencamp's Pink Houses instead. So
that's a great album, too, though.
Well, it's a great album. But when you're expecting, you know, that, and that's when G.E. Smith was in that band, and he was awesome. Remember who G.E. Smith is?
No.
Yeah, wasn't he the band director for
Saturday Night Live? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He pretty much did it all through the 80s and the early 90s. But, man, that album was great.
I thought he was there for most of the 90s.
Yeah, he got replaced kind of at the end. But yeah, the three albums I got were the John Cougar Mellencamp, Jay Giles Band and Stray Cats Built for Speed. Band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Centerfold by Jay Giles, man.
That's a great song.
That's a great, the whole album's great.
Well, let's see what y'all think about song 5. And then we'll be done with going back 40 years, and then we're going to hit up the featured artist. Here we go.
Oh my God.
There towards the end when it slows down,
yeah,
basically the chant, and then it builds back up.
Yeah. Oh
God, that's a great song.
Yeah, you can't do that nowadays. Everything's to a click track, but back in the day, man, you could like slow down, speed up. That's great, man. That's such a great song.
And Dexy's who is Midnight that? Midnight
Runners. I just said it. Dexy's Midnight yeah. Runners.
Yeah. The lead singer now makes dresses for men.
Right on.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right on. So.
So all five right, songs so that turned 40, huh?
Those turned 40, or they're turning 40 this year. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna jump right into the featured artist. And I'm gonna be honest with you, man. When I started pulling up songs for this artist, I couldn't stop putting songs on the list.
Mm-hmm.
There's just that many, and they're that good.
You better start cutting some, because
and so
we're running up against it.
And so here we go. I'm going to give you some stats, and then I'm just going to hit play.
Okay, let's do it.
This is an American singer, songwriter, and actor. There are 10 studio albums, 1 live album, 3 compilation albums, 39 singles.
That's a lot of singles.
1 Golden Globe, 1 Grammy, 3 number one hits. They've sold over 30 million albums worldwide and are ranked in the top 200 selling groups of all time. And then here in a second, I'll have a question for y'all. So I'm going to hit play.
I like how you stuck with the 80s theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huey Lewis in the News, man. Wow.
Huey Lewis. Dude,
he just turned 70.
Yeah, he can't sing anymore. He can't sing because of the ringing in his ear. That was it. Tinnitus is what they call it.
Tinnitus, yeah.
So
man, that track, that is Do You Believe in Love from 1982. So there's a song right there.
I'm 40 sorry, years he's old. 72 years old.
And so I tell you what, though. I mean, I had forgotten about that song. And then the next one I'm going to give you a clip of is actually my favorite Huey Lewis in the News song.
Okay.
From 1983. We're getting my favorite out early.
Okay.
And so here we go.
I love this video.
Yeah.
Oh, if this is it.
Drinking.
Dang, man. So.
Dude, I love that song. I love that video.
Man, I tell you what. So.
You're putting me in the Wayback Machine right now.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah.
So I didn't know this until I looked this up. Huey Lewis is his professional stage name. His actual name is Hugh Anthony Craig III.
Okay.
And so. His Golden Globe, or their Golden Globe, is from a film called Shortcuts. And then the Grammy they got for Best Music Video for the song, or the video, The Heart of Rock and Roll.
Oh, that's a great, great song and great video.
So here's the question. because everything I looked at, there was a lot of people arguing over this. Should they be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Hands down.
And so the question following that is why aren't they?
That's a good question. I mean, they have the probably, hits, they have the albums and everything.
I was going to say probably because they don't have quite the body of work of other Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members. But, I mean, there was what the 3 to 5 year span where they were all over the place and they were sought out. Like, pardon me, the guys who did Ghostbusters, they wanted Huey Lewis and the News to do the theme song for Ghostbusters and they turned it down. And
instead of Ray Parker Jr.?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And well, and then Ray Parker Jr. went and lifted a Huey Lewis and the News song to do to make Ghostbusters. The
theme song. A New Drug?
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, and then he goes on and arguably their biggest hit next to Harder Rock and Roll is the title track or the theme song to Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I mean,
Power of Love.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you another snippet real quick to fit some of these in. So we're still in the early, we're still in the early 80s, right? That's an 83. If this is, it was 83. Even the Heart of Rock and Roll is 83. And so we have to play at least a snippet of the Heart of Rock and Roll. You just have to do it.
Well, I mean, yeah, that it's what
their, most recognizable song.
Yeah, 100%.
And so I'm going to play that real quick and then we'll kind of go more towards the mid 80s.
The mid.
Here we go. They don't make music like that anymore, man. And it's sad.
Yeah.
God, that's such a great song. I remember growing up when the Disney Channel first started in the mornings, they would take a bunch of old Disney cartoons and clips and set them to music. And that was one of the songs that played like every 15 minutes on the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Was the Disney video to Heart of Rock and Roll.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that. I remember as a kid, I'd get up early. I told Ireland about this earlier. I would get up really early in the morning, and I remember that video like it was yesterday. And, you know, one thing I love about this is no one sounds like them. They sound kind of like a bar band. They sound kind of like a, you know, kind of a kitsch little thing. But they write great songs, and nobody sounds like that. Like,
yeah.
I don't care who you are and you try to imitate that. They just came at the right moment. And I do believe that they recorded their most popular album at Sound City, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong on that, but I'm almost positive that that's correct. But I mean, they came in right when MTV was blowing up. They made great videos. They made great songs. They actually were like kind of at the end of their career and they were like a make it break it. And luckily MTV is kind of what saved them. It got them in front of people and you know,
and then
the
they
rest
did
is history.
And then they did a song like this, which I just can't wait to watch. Here we go.
Don't
Dude, that bass. Joel, you're missing out with the headphones, dude.
I know. I it's driving me crazy, but I'll tell you this. I remember as a kid, my favorite song by them is a song called Jacob's Ladder. I don't know why. I really like that track. But, and all the other ones are great too. But for some reason, the version that they had on MTV was a live version. And I remember, I really feel like, and I don't know the guy's name, but the guitar player from Huey Lewis in the News, I really feel is one of the unsung heroes of the 80s. He just, if you listen to the parts, I mean, he's got those walking guitar lines in the back that are more like horns. He has these really cool clean parts that are kind of funk, but then he can solo like a metal guy. He's a great player. And I remember like when I would see that live video of him soloing, I just thought he was just the coolest thing because no one was doing that in pop music, really. Not like that, at least.
Well, so you brought up Jacob's Ladder. That's actually one of their three number one hits.
Really?
So Jacob's Ladder hit number one. Stuck With You hit number one.
Okay.
And then this song that I'm about to hit play on was also a number one.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, do you hear? I mean, just listen to that guitar part. I mean, it's just, it's so good. The whole band is great. But for me, being a guitar player, like the bass player is just phenomenal as well. But that guitar player, man, is just wicked. We actually covered that at our church and I got to play the lead lines and everything. I was just, it was awesome. I felt like I was a kid again.
I had totally forgotten about this song until I put this little list together. And so this was one of the other number ones. Hang on.
Another good video.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. And then I've got one more, and then this tune. Yeah, this is one of those that as soon as I figured out that I was going to be choosing them, this song, I was like, okay, has to be played. It's from 86. And it's just a great tune. It's one of my favorites of theirs as well.
Oh my gosh. Now, you play that song, and the first thing that comes to my mind is that song juxtaposed against the scene. And does anybody know what movie this was in? It's a Christian Bale movie, one of his first ones.
Mm-mm.
American Psycho.
Oh, I haven't seen American Psycho.
Oh, you haven't? Oh,
I have not either.
Well,
movie night.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Christian Bale's character is a serial killer.
Yeah.
And the one of the scenes where he kills somebody, he plays this. He's like, are you Huey Lewis and the News fan? And he plays this this song while he is butchering this guy with an axe. And this upbeat fun song playing in the background while he's wailing on some dude with an axe.
Yeah,
it's just so yeah. It's a. I like the movie. It's not in my top 10 or anything, but it's one of those cult classics from the early 90s.
And that's awesome, man. When we're done with this, I'm going downstairs and I'm listening. Like, I'm going to just put on Huey Lewis in the news and just listen to it for the rest of the night. Because
make the kids suffer.
Dude, I'm and Anna. Anna hates 80s music. Anna does not like 80s.
Really?
Yeah, she's not an 80s fan. Like, there's a few bands, and I think maybe Huey Lewis in the news may be one that she can tolerate. But she's one of those. She's like, nope, 90s all day. And see,
why did you marry her?
Me. Yeah, I'm an 80s guy. Like, if I have to pick a decade of music and I can only stick within that decade, I'm picking 80s.
Okay.
See, I would still pick the 90s if I had to pick a decade of music and stay in that decade. But 80s is really close. And
yeah,
I think more for the fact that anytime I hear 80s music, it's very nostalgic for me. It, you know, because born in 77, when Huey Lewis was blowing up in 82, I was five, you know, all that good fun stuff. It's just when I, you know, 5 years old, 6 years old is when you're becoming aware that, oh, there's music. This is what music is. And, you know, that's when MTV started. You know?
Yeah.
So, and like I said, even all through the 80s, Huey Lewis's videos were all over the place. And so,
yeah,
you know, this is
so Fisher, what is your favorite song, man? So what's your favorite song?
My favorite Huey Lewis song. Probably I Want a New Drug.
Yeah.
For several reasons. I like the song too. I love the Weird Al Yankovic spoof of it. And a little side note. So my two bonus daughters, this past year, they went to school with me. And so we had time in the car together listening to music. And I introduced them to Weird Al and loved it. And love Weird Al. They ask for it now when they get in the car. It drives my wife crazy. It's awesome. I Want a New Duck. That's the Weird Al version. You know, they like that one a lot. And I said, well, here, listen to the song that he is spoofing.
Yeah, he parodied. Yeah.
And so they like I Want a New Drug, and they're becoming Huey Lewis fans, which is awesome. So, but yeah, that's my favorite song, I Want a New Drug. Hip to Be Square is a good one. I'm partial to both the Back to the Future songs that you played, Back in Time and
Power of Love.
There you go, Power of Love. So what's your favorite, Joel?
Yeah, mine's like I said earlier, Jacob's Ladder. That's I don't know why, right. And I didn't even know it was a number one hit. That's hilarious. Like I just thought it was just one of those singles that they put out. I don't remember it ever being a big hit with my friends, but I remember the guitar solo that he does in the video live was just, but he was also one of the guitar, you ever see the mouth guitar players and they play there, you know?
Oh yeah.
He was, you know, like when he played and I was like, oh, if I play guitar like that, just shoot me. Cause then I found out later that that's supposedly the O face when you play guitar, like whatever when you do a guitar solo, that's what your O face is. So now when you see me play, that's what you're going to think.
Another song that that I like by Huey Lewis in the News is on their Greatest Hits album, the remaster. And it's a duet with Huey Lewis and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, Cruisin'.
Cruisin'. Oh, that's such a good song.
Yeah.
Such a great song.
Yeah, that's a great song, and it's recorded well. And I don't know if it charted like the other stuff, but I thought it was a great song.
Well, man, we'll get to the first listen here, and it's short, but I'm hoping that the Huey Lewis in the News feature was at least tolerable as a follow-up to Glen Campbell. because, man, I know it was going to be tough to follow Glenn Campbell. And I'm like, man, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know who to pull. And so I was like, let's just go with Glenn some nostalgia.
Glenn Campbell is nostalgia for me.
Yeah,
sure.
A lot of the feature artists that you bring to us is nostalgia.
Yeah.
In one aspect or another. But I think it was a good follow-up to Glenn Campbell because it's like a 180, like completely different direction.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you're going to have peaks and valleys, and Glenn Campbell is just one of those. It's like playing Kenny Rogers or Waylon Jennings or some, you know, Willie Nelson. I mean, it's hard to follow up. But I will tell you, as soon as we got off the thing, we were cooking dinner, and I subjected Ireland and Christy to I just put it on the TV and I just cranked it. And Ireland's like, what the heck is this? And but I mean, who cares? It's Glenn Campbell. He's awesome.
All right. Well, let's jump into the first listen. What's nice about this is the song is only 2 minutes and 12 seconds long.
Is it? I gotta pee.
It is not. I'm not going to give
something
you
like that.
I'm not going to give you any lead up to what this is. I'm just going to hit it, and y'all will probably both figure it out pretty quick. Maybe not. So here we go.
Say, here's what's on my mind. Let you and me. Take a trip and leave all our cares behind. Come fly with me, let's fly away, up and away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away, let's get away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and I'll toot his tune for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue.
Off in the blue.
Once again, you up there, where the air is rarefied. We'll just glide, we'll glide starry-eyed. Once again, you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. Just say the word and beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me.
Let's just fly away.
Come on, babe, let's touch the sky. Come on, baby, let's fly. Leave your cares behind and take a trip with me.
And come on, fly away.
To Acapulco Bay. Let's fly.
Yikes. Is that the ladies?
That would be the lady.
Is that with Ashley Brockwoman?
That is with one of our former students from Courtyard singing the lowest alto part there is in the group.
Yeah.
And man, they're actually, if you look them up on YouTube, the ladies, they actually have somewhat of a following. And man, yeah. I could listen to their stuff all day.
Yeah, that's good. I've watched the live stuff.
They've won several competitions that they've gone to. I think national competitions, and I think they competed in some kind of world competition as well and did pretty well.
Yeah, man. That's good stuff. I mean, the thing is I don't know about you. When I found out that she was singing, I thought, you know, because we knew her when she was little, and I had no clue that she actually sang. And then when I heard her music and how well she was doing, I mean, that group is killer, and that's great. But the live stuff to me is even better. You know,
yeah.
You really get you get to hear the verb in the room and everything.
It What's nice about it is typically when you think barbershop quartet, you think men.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that these are four women singing barbershop style music and it's good.
Yeah.
Because there's such the chance for, and this is not a sexist comment for all you watching and listening, but dude, there's so much room for disaster when you get four females singing barbershop. And the same thing could be said about men, but for females to do barbershop that good is awesome.
Yeah. No, I agree. Now Fisher, have you heard any of this music? Was that your first, like, true first listen?
Of their version of that song, yes.
Yeah.
I've heard them, some other stuff that they've done. You know, just like I said, because it's one of our former students. But a cappella music is not really my cup of tea. It's not my go-to, if you will. I appreciate a cappella music. I definitely can't do it. and so, you know, I have an appreciation for it. I have a lot of respect for the people who do.
Yeah.
You know, because not having any kind of melody to listen to or anything, just on your own.
There's no click, no tempo, no nothing. Like you, nothing. Like there's nothing there. There's no metronome there to listen to keep you going. Like
right.
It's.
Right.
The true meaning of having to listen to every single voice part to make sure you're staying on time.
Yeah. Right. And but staying on pitch.
Correct. Yeah.
So, you know, if Ashley weren't a part of the group, you know, I wouldn't pay attention to it, but it's one of our former students. And, you know, being a teacher for as long as we've been teachers and whatnot, you know, you're proud of your former students going on and doing something and making something of themselves. And just, you know, this is one of those times, an example of, I knew her when she was, you know, knee high. And like, I've known Ashley since she was four. Right. Yeah, I think I've known Ashley longer than, or the longest out of the three of us. You know, I remember, you know, she was at some point she was the only person that could go get Nick out of the loft, right?
Yeah.
Ashley, go get Nick, please, right? But you know, it's cool to see a former student go on, and I see them. You know, they might not have a huge following right now on YouTube. I don't see that being the case for much longer. I think they'll go on to bigger things, if not as a group, individually maybe. I don't know. But no, it was good. Again, it's not something that I would normally listen to or definitely can't do, but, you know, good honor.
Yeah.
And the rest of the girls that are in that group.
Yeah.
The rest of those ladies.
The ladies. And make sure if you do check them out, there's another group called The Ladies with Aaron from OK Sweetheart, and it's a trio. This group, The Ladies, is an a cappella group with four women in it. So go check it out. And I'll probably embed a link on this too, so you can check it out. So
do it. But I know you've got to go, but real quick, what makes them so good as well is watching some of their videos and listening to some of their commentary, they're actually all four really good friends too.
Yeah.
It's not like they're just a group that gets together and puts an album out or a concert out every now and then. Like, these four women actually have become like sisters. And yeah. I think that says a lot too with how good you are.
Yeah.
It, you know, and so the trust that they have in each other to cover those voice parts and to do things. And I mean, just listening to the dynamics there, like there's no conductor, director giving them, okay, now it's time to crescendo, now it's time to decrescendo, now it's time to really, like, let's bring it way back, here's the staccato, here's a blah, 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 whatever. they just feel it. They know it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's good stuff, man.
Yeah. So. 100%. And you know, this better than, I mean, out of all of us, you're the vocal guy, and you read each other's eyes, you read each other's body language. And it's funny that you say the thing about you had to be comfortable with each other. I know that I played guitar before, and I go to do like a solo and whatnot. And if the band is not intact and in on the same page, I can't do it. It's hard. I mean, I have to stop, and I feel like I have to kind of carry the band to get it back on track, which I've done before, like in church bands and stuff like that. But when you're vocally doing it, that's even more impressive, because there's no, it's just voices.
You can't hide behind anything.
So I can't hit my distortion on my voice and fill out someone who's, you know, slacking. So, you know, I'm so proud. I mean, this is great music anyway. That arrangement was awesome. Let's just say that as well. But, you know, seeing a group like this carrying music like this forward, which easily could have disappeared years ago, I couldn't be prouder of them, but especially Ashley, because I mean, knowing her from being a little, you know, child to now, it's just, that's just the first time I heard it, I just smiled. I went on a pretty deep dive with the live stuff, but if you haven't had a chance, go check it out. Go check out Ashley and her group, the ladies. You know, Huey Lewis in the news. If I wasn't going to dinner right after this, I would totally just be checking. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe after dinner, we'll play some on the TV. Who knows? But in the top 5 songs that are turning 40, there was not a bad song on that list. But we would like to hear from y'all. Let us know what you're thinking. Did you like this list? Did we recover from the hangover of Glen Campbell? Which, I mean, that's pretty intense. But we'd love to hear from you. Follow us on Instagram, YouTube. We have a new, what's the new part that we're a part of? The new site that we have, our
Rumble. We're on Rumble now.
I mean, guys, we're conquering the world one episode at a time.
Be careful when you Google Rumble. Just saying.
Just get the app from Google Play or from the App Store.
So it's funny you say that, Ryan, because when I was in Not Called Common, we did that extreme tour, and that was early, like that was years ago before internet really had kind of buckled down on certain sites. And so I was telling everybody just to look up the extreme tour, not knowing that there was another extreme tour that was not child friendly. Let me just say, I got a lot of text messages, but that being said, Fisher, you got some channels for us. Hopefully, I mean, this is kind of a weird grouping of songs to follow up. Do you have channels that kind of represent some of this stuff?
I don't know if I necessarily represent this stuff, but this channel was not on my list when I put it together this afternoon. But go ahead and check out the Ladies Quartet.
I'll put the link down below so they can see it.
I did not know that they won an international competition in 2016. So congratulations, ladies.
a little late, but congratulations. Hey, you had a birthday 10 years ago. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. But no, so two channels that I think you should check out. The first one is called Dead Wax. And for those of you that don't know what Dead Wax is, that's the part of the record at the end, that ring in the middle of the record that has no music. It's called Dead Wax. And they do this, they do a show called Professional Musicians React. And the two guys that run the channel are part of the band Scary Pockets that we've shouted out before.
Yeah.
And the guy who runs the channel, his name's Jack. He's part of Scary Pockets. He's part of Pomplamoose. And they get professional musicians that they're best friends with or that they know. And they react to the guests' music. Like the one that I watched today, had the bass player Leland Sklar on. And if you don't know who he is,
yeah, bass player.
He's bass player on a lot of what's his name? Not Jackson.
Bill Collins was one that he did in the 80s and early 90s.
He played bass with Phil Collins. He played
I think Peter Gabriel he played with. All of those.
He's literally been on like literally thousands of albums.
Yeah, he's got kind of long hair, but he's got that big beard. Kind of looks like Fred Hamilton from North Texas.
Yeah. Who sings Brown Eyed Girl? I can't think. I don't know why. I can't think of
Van Morrison.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he played Van Morrison. Anyway, go check that channel out. It's really cool. They react to modern, like today's music. They react to music from the 60s, 70s, 80s. But it's cool. And what I like about it is when they're talking with the artists that they've invited, anything that is a musical term or like they'll talk about what a pick, like they'll talk, you know, they'll mention the pickups on a guitar and they'll do a little cut to, this is what a pickup is for people who don't know what pickup
is. Oh, cool.
So it's pretty cool. So check out that channel. It's called Dead Wax. And then the second channel is for those of you that are listeners that live in Texas, you should check out the Texas Music Scene TV. And
yeah,
it showcases Texas music and folk music. And apparently there's a channel on cable that's the Texas Music Scene.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on, it's on like the CW or something like that on the weekends.
Right. And so this is just that channel's YouTube channel. And it takes clips of performances from the show and put it on YouTube. And for those of you that like Texas music, this is a channel that you should check out.
Yeah. And the performances, if they match what's on the show, the performances are really awesome. I mean, Jack Ingram, Pat Green, Ray Wiley Hubbard, like all those classic kind of Texas country guys.
No, those are like, if you watch a performance on TV, you'll be able to see it on the YouTube channel.
That's awesome.
So check out that scene.
This was fun.
Dead Wax.
Dead Wax, dude.
Dead Wax. Hey, this was a lot of fun. It's hot outside. Lots of swampiness going on, just saying. Man, if you are in a part of the world where the temperature is below 90 degrees, I'm jealous.
Very much so.
Because right now in Texas, where we are, I referred to it the other day, and my wife is still laughing about it. We now reside in what I call the devil's butthole.
it was 110 today. 110.
And that's the temperature. The feels like is even worse. And so, you know, for all of you out there watching and listening, if you're in the heat, you better start getting right with Jesus, because this is what hell is going to feel like. And I'm telling you right now, I will not survive in hell. So let me tell you, and there's no music down there either. So come on.
I'm just saying. It's Andy Gibb playing Shadow Dancing for eons and eons, right?
And then followed by Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And Nero.
But it's just the beginning. It's just the little bell part. And then okay. It starts over.
Oh my gosh. That's great. But hey, so real quick before we sign off, this is just a reminder for all of you that we want to hear from you on what your favorite episode has been to date. Let us know. We've got some stuff out on social media that is asking, what is your favorite episode? Come on here, let us know. Okay, leave a comment on Facebook, on Instagram, come on YouTube, however you need to get a hold of us. Email this guy right here. Tell him you want him to bring the pasties out. We haven't forgotten. But hey, I tell you what, this is going to be some good stuff. We got more great stuff coming at you. Until then, keep living, keep loving, keep listening. And as always, keep rocking.
Man, fastest episode ever.
Well, you said we had a hard stop at 6:30. So
yeah, we do, because we have dinner plans at 7. So
here's what you have to understand. When he gives a time, he actually means 15 to 30 minutes after the time that he gave. So as we were leaving soccer training today from the stadium right next to the field house, it was just me and Isabella. We just got done putting all the equipment up and it's hot. And when it gets hot outside, my intestinal issues tend to flare up a little bit. Anyway, we're walking out of the field house back to the truck. And I looked at Isabella and I said, oh, let's hurry up and get home. And she's like, why? I go, because for some reason my sphincter has like PTSD from this spot right here.